Sniffing
this. Smell, okay.
Okay.
Give us a smell question.
If Bob So wants to know, how can we speed up our learning?
Is that the broken soul scene that don't want to be known to ask this question?
No.
Okay, good.
Security guard,
what?
Security guard.
Okay, what was the question?
He wants to know, how do we speed up our learning?
How do we speed up our learning? Is that another visually biased question?
No, just like that.
Okay, how do we speed up our learning?
By feeling. It's holding its heart. Yeah, so emotion.
By feeling?
Yeah, emotion. Is that what you said? Yeah.
You're directing that to him. Is that what you said?
Exactly. Emotions can speed up the...
Emotions speed up the learning.
Yes.
Aren't people quite emotional?
The process. Yeah, the speed of the process.
The speed of the process will be sped up through emotions.
You can make faster connections with emotions.
Aren't people emotional already?
No. No. They're repressing.
Squashing.
Good night, Agnes. Sorry.
He's absent.
Okay, maybe not enough.
Okay. I just want to say this. Hold your question. Did McLuhan understand that we could speed up our learning?
He gave that.
No, there's no he. What do you mean he gave that?
Sorry.
Yeah, McLuhan's not there. What did McLuhan know that? What Mac is pointing out?
He's saying back then, no, he's pointing backwards, and saying...
He's saying when he was alive. He didn't know that. Not when he was alive.
No, not in the wider aspect.
Did Northrop Frye know it?
No, definitely
shake
the head.
Okay. Did Norman Mailer know it?
He won't even answer that.
Anybody got anybody they favor? The Dalai Lama know that? Or did it? Or whatever the question was? Did the Dalai Lama know this?
He suspects so.
Judy. You want to go?
Before motion came up, I was sitting here waiting to ask a question about emotion. The answer came before I had a chance to ask the question.
We got a bingo here. Someone says they knew his question.
The effect precedes the cause.
The effect precedes the cause.
What was the question?
Judy. Yeah, what was the question?
The question was, what about emotion?
What about emotion?
Yeah.
All right. Do you hear that, Chloe?
Yeah.
Someone is satisfied with the answer.
Okay.
Judy?
Yeah.
You have a question?
Yeah. Before, he was saying, what's the question that we should be asking? What are you sitting on? And I was thinking, what are we sitting on emotionally that we're holding down? And if we freed that up,
right,
we would speed up our learning. So maybe that's
right. Someone in the audience said that we're sitting on our emotions, suppressing it. If we get off the chairs, which is Wayne's expertise, we would speed up our learning. Is that a good indication of what they're talking about?
Bob, does Louise Hay know it?
Oh, but they're dealing with this one.
Yeah. Well, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, we're asking, is that the right interpretation, that we're sitting on our emotions? If we get off the chair, we speed up our learning.
Bigger. He's expecting it's bigger. No, it's wider than that. It means more than that.
Mm-hmm. He said a big what?
He's
expecting bigger, wider. It means more
than that.
Yes.
So what about emotion?
Does Louise Hay know?
What?
It includes all of us. It's like wiggling all his fingers. They represent people, like all of us.
Right. Well,
we know we're one resonating node, and we keep ignoring that. And they seem to always talk about this, you know, imploded state we're in, which McLuhan talked about. Is that what they keep trying to point out to us?
Yes,
okay.
So
we all become one little resonating node, okay? So how do we translate that?
Thank you.
What do we translate it? It not into the old media, but into some new thing?
Pervasive proximity.
What about sound?
Pervasive proximity is what we are.
Is there Bob both ways, backwards and forwards?
Is there Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob as Bob the palindrome?
Yes, yes.
I just want to point out something we initially started with, is that I thought we already established in the 60s, though, that we were, everything was already available. We were already post-historic.
Yeah, we established in the 60s everything was all available.
Hence, one of our local musicians, Nathan Lohr, it's never been a better time to arrive. And we're really just, it's all, there is nothing. There is nothing. We just have to take the energy and make it into something. And so we're ahead by a century, all of us, not just one or a celebrity or few specific beings. We are all ahead by a century. And
let's hold that. We're all ahead by a century. We've already arrived. As he said, McLuhan said, any possible future is already here. They're telling us that, right? Future. So why... what are we supposed to translate or do? Start crying or something?
You're looking for direction.
What?
Are you looking for... Sorry, can you repeat that question?
What? We're in this great equality resonating perfection. What is... are they having as hard a time as we are in triggering the breakthrough? Which, through other sessions, they have said that.
Yes.
How do they know all this stuff, or are they themselves channeling something else?
Like, right. Yeah, how do they know all the...
Print.
What?
They're working on the small print, like the details.
Say that again.
They're working on the details of breaking through that wall.
They are?
Yes.
And are we?
We are.
We are too?
We are.
It's happening right now.
And then that guy's question was...
How come they're privy to all this kind of information?
How come they're privy to all this kind of information?
Or are they themselves channeling something
else? Or are they channeling something else? Or are they even privy? Is this really a lot of information? Maybe that's not the case here. They're not privy to a lot of information, are they?
Sometimes.
Are we privy to a lot of information?
Not compared to them, no.
Oh, okay, so you're right. So you want to know...
Well, they're being, like they're these sages that know all this stuff, but do they actually know all this stuff, or is it just them being able to translate some sort of language?
Just their condition.
Yeah. Their state of being.
Do they know how to trigger us? Are they not allowed to? Or they really can't, and we have to get the joke or get the idea? It's like a game. It's like a game. We have to figure it out.
Yes,
they're playing charades.
Roulette.
It doesn't show me that, if he was speaking, if he was saying it, like, I wouldn't hear it.
If he was speaking it, you wouldn't hear it.
No. Yes,
so you can't get what we're trying to get. From them?
No, it's more than that. We wouldn't hear it. If they told us, we wouldn't hear it.
Oh, because it's beyond our sensory mechanism?
No, mentally.
It's not ready.
Mentally.
Well, do we have to change to get into a position to hear it, or that's not relevant? We have to do something separate here.
No, he's just giving us the thing. To hear it, but we have to. He's impressing the feeling of understanding as well. So it's almost like we can't. Sometimes you can't hear. You can hear things, but you don't understand them. And he's giving us the kind of, he's giving me blocks here. The bricks to build it to understand it, and only in making it can we understand it.
So he's saying there's a ladder. We have to do something. We're not doing something.
We have to piece it together to understand it.
Are we doing that?
Yes.
Yeah. No, we are, but yeah. is the human race doing it?
No.
Oh, well, how do we get them involved?
Frank's got a gun.
What did you say? Phone them?
Frank's got a gun.
What did you say, Claude?
Frank's got a gun.
He's got a gun. He's done that before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He thinks we start shooting.
Yeah.
he means he's a terrorist. He means he wants to go to war. Wake them up or just start shooting around them.
Yeah, he'd go in the aggressive stuff. Whereas, you know, I'm getting James coming in now and saying, no, no, you should be peaceful. It has to be, you know, in a peaceful way.
So they don't agree.
No,
so they, those three of them represent three kinds of styles of solution.
Different biases.
Yes.
They have biases. What would we say Frank's bias? What would James say Frank's bias is, and what would Frank say James's bias is? You know, because only the other person can point. So what does Frank think James's bias is, since he wants to go peaceful? Why does Frank not do that?
It just showed me, it's like jumping off a cliff, like Frank jumping off a cliff, you know, and he's not even looking where he's going, just jumping off.
So can
and
I
James
go down there, let's jump off, you know, doesn't really think about whether it's safe to do that or not.
Right, and he's saying James won't do that. James is a coward, you know, he's cautious. So Frank thinks he wants to probe by being violent and see what happens.
Yeah, more aggressive. Well, not so much violence, it's aggression.
But what is McLuhan's problem from James's point of view? McLuhan. I mean, Mac.
so much.
Oh, Mac here. Okay.
Yeah, really.
You don't want to... All right, okay.
But it's gotta make it look good. Like you tried.
He's probably blue.
Who, James?
Yeah.
He's saying that Mac, or that Mac doesn't pop balloons, and James does.
No, he does. He's saying he does pop balloons.
And James doesn't agree with that.
No, because you end up with lots of, you know, you can't reuse the balloons. You can't do anything else with them once they burst. Once the balloons had its life, that's it.
So what does Mac say is the problem with James? Why he does balloons and James won't, so therefore Mac says that James does something else that doesn't align with the balloon action.
Okay, so he's trying to dead up. Mac's trying to dead up to express James's bias.
That's his piece, yeah. So that's pretty good, right? You got James's hang up as he's into dumbness. Frank's hang up is into guns and just jumping in and being aggressive, and McLuhan wants to pop. Mac just wants to pop balloons. So you got three ways of trying to communicate to us or teach us how to wake up. Or figure out the puzzles. Those are three approaches they got.
That's right. It's also their own individual biases, isn't it?
That's their individual bias. Do they... are they interacting with their biases, showing us how we should interact with each other's bias? I mean, they're cooperating. They don't agree with each other.
No, they're all shaking their heads on that one. No, don't take our biases. It's like, no, don't take that.
Big Bird?
They're all shaking their heads. Like, no, they're all holding something like a baby. It's like, it's their own thing.
Are you getting
everyone,
this?
They're pointing, like, we've all got our own babies to rock.
Right, but they work together.
Yeah, they're agreeing on that.
And so, do they historically, built up through all their lives, have a baby they've grown, and it's precious, and they will stick to that, but they're trying to understand the other baby threads? The other people who had the other lives? You know, Mac... But they say we're all, you see, how do they recognize individual perception and yet deal with the unity that everybody is? How do you reconcile that?
Mac is just like, he's looking, but his eyes are going all cross-eyed.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
So they have the problem that we have.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
If we need to use different senses, and it's hard to see, and it's hard to hear, and it's hard to say,
right,
then something that's more immediate and connected to memory and understanding, like what's a good way to for us to pick our third nostrils? Is smell useful?
Yeah, like
how do we pick our third nostril so it's all nice and clean and we can just smell what's right in front of our faces?
Linus just pointed out that they want us to use our senses, but the senses don't communicate through. Therefore, he's saying we must have a third nostril. How can we use a third nostril and pick it without getting dirty?
Well, not without getting dirty. How do we clean it out?
How do we clean out our third nostril?
Imagination.
They all put their fingers in their ear. Go through the ear.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Go through the ear.
Go for the ear.
Go through the ear.
Go so through
like
the ear.
Put
which
their
was
fingers in their ears and like through their heads. Picking their inner nostril like that.
That's synesthesia. Go for the third nostril through the other sense. Synesthesia?
Yes.
Got that? That's going to come up in capital letters on the later quotes. Synesthesia. The sin of the 19th century. So, I'm quoting McLuhan. A critic, a poet, a Canadian poet, it might have been A.J. Pratt, said that in describing McLuhan in the 60s, he said, McLuhan put a telescope to his ear and said, what a lovely smell we have here. Now, we're mixing our senses, and also we have more, McLuhan said we had 14 senses. Do they agree with McLuhan?
They think there are more.
There are more. So we shouldn't be hypnotized by our five senses on our physical body.
No, definitely not.
Change your image of yourself.
They're kind of tools. They show me like spanners and hammers.
Right, so they're physics. They're showing us what we're made of. And we don't realize and we're not using our senses. So medical schools are fascists because they show a limited body, right? Or anybody who shows anatomy. That's not us. So our media extensions of the included in their definition of our expanded senses.
Yes, but they're
fuzzy,
distorted still.
They're still distorted. So we have senses that we're not using.
Yes, they agree with that.
Is talking to them through you activating some unconscious use of our senses? Of these other new senses? Are they trying to stimulate our other senses by doing this?
They're stimulating connections between things.
Connection.
They're showing me as in like part of the brain, the kind of physiology of it, as one point connecting to another point. So,
do they show a skull in front of you?
Yeah. Literally, he kind of fits a little bit of his head, and just I can see this little.
Who opened his head?
Mac.
Mac opened his head. He's showing the connections in the skull.
Yeah.
And that has something to do with how we have to use more in our senses. So the senses are in her skull, these new senses.
Ask if it's connected to the
wiring.
What?
In the kind of the wiring of our brain.
The wiring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do we massage them into action?
That's a big question, you said.
Well, he's telling us you got to drop all your assumptions of what you're made up of.
Yes.
Okay, we got that, guys? We're getting this from the Kuhn Festival. You are not what you think you are, not just in a simple way. You got a whole bunch of more antennas, and not just simple chakra bodies and all that occult knowledge. More than that?
Yeah, it's people outside. Get away.
So would we not go to work tomorrow, stay home and see if these extra senses would feed us? What's the answer to that?
You go find them first.
Go find them first.
Yeah.
Before you quit your job.
Yeah.
So do it on the weekend. Then if you find them, can you quit your job?
Well, he's looking at his watch.
He's looking at his watch. We got, there's time running out for to do this? No, that's the paranoid, right?
Yeah, no, he doesn't mean in that way, isn't it?
What?
He doesn't mean it in that way. Maybe more like having the time to do it.
Make the time to do it.
Yeah.
Does doing yoga help? Do we need a new kind of yoga or whatever all these alternative methods of expanding our so-called sense lives, usually in relation to an image of death? I would assume they're telling us, forget about the death image. There's a lot more we can do right now rather than trying to transcend the physical. I begin to feel we're on the edge of learning something. Anybody feel that? Look, geez, the chairs are on today. Everybody went home.
Is there any else?
Yeah, this is just
radio. This is live audience, by the way.
It's
not radio. It's live audience.
This is live audience, which means what to you?
That you've been totally involved in some other audience somewhere else and you forgot where you were.
Oh, he's saying we need to involve the audience. Is that by asking, let them ask more questions, Wayne?
No, let's pay attention to where you are.
Well, I was really getting into this, you know.
You were over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we're here.
Somebody back there. Yeah, what? I like that guy. He's frustrated. What's your problem there? What did you say to your friend? He went,
"Wow." No, I wasn't frustrated. I was talking about, is this being broadcast?
Is this being webcast? Webcast?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. People can hear this?
Yeah.
Can they see it? No, they can hear it. That's good enough. That's great. Does that mean anything to you, buddy?
No, I was just saying that this is basically an everyday experience, but put into focus.
He's saying this is an everyday experience, put into focus. And what is that everyday experience?
This sort of like broken telephone loop cycle or something.
Broken, you mean this interdimensional thing has got a gap,
yeah.
Which happens between people and between dimensions. So, did you get that glow? We've got a broken loop here. We're just showing that there's a broken loop between dimensions, just like humans have.
Okay.
Do they have an antidote to that, or they admit that's the case?
Two things are trying to fit together, but it's like they're slippery and they keep sliding off each other. They can't quite stick together because it keeps sliding.
Right.
The gap happens because it slides.
Beg your pardon?
There is a gap because it won't stick together. It slides. The two parts slide.
Well, I'm getting the idea that they're in a dimension that, and we're in a dimension that might be better or more experienceable if we use the other senses than theirs.
Yes, definitely.
Ah! They're limited.
Why are we listening to
them? Even though they're dead.
What do they know, man? Why are they so special?
No, they're implying they're not so special then.
Well, they're limited because of their sensory communication.
Right, they can't get into our sensory, that's the two things sliding.
They're not in that, so that's why.
There's two separate worlds here. What?
Do they have any questions they want to ask us?
Do you have any questions you want to ask? Do they have any questions they want to ask us?
I could point in and put into stomach. What have you been eating?
What have you been eating?
Yeah. You've been eating good things?
Been eating good things? What's good? They wouldn't know. They don't know anything about our dimension, maybe.
They might know what we're eating.
Tortured birds.
Good to eat. What's good?
Lately.
What have you, do you want to give a sample someone's been eating?
I just ate four muffins during this talk.
Someone just ate four muffins during this session.
Wow.
We're eating what the information matrix is feeding us.
Yeah, we're eating the information matrix in this situation.
Right? It's
information
cruel.
Matrix also feeds us organics.
So they knew these answers would come up? Was this a question with an effect in mind? They want us to realize what we are eating?
He's been smiling.
Are they trying to do skits and we're bombarding them too much?
Also, he wants to know about the festival. It's like, you having a good time?
You guys having a good time at the McLuhan Festival?
Yeah!
Time for
celebration. Hey, Bob, I am wondering where J-Aids
come
from.
Who was that?
Doc Pickles.
Okay, the question is, where did AIDS come from?
Okay. Yeah. Just showing me a culture plate that you would grow something on.
From a laboratory?
Yeah.
Ah, and so it's made by a scientist? Do they nod to that?
doing a kind of like, you know, when you whistle as if you say da 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 da, like.
He doesn't want to admit it?
Yeah.
It's controversial, but he's telling us it is a culture. Did it come from a green monkey virus?
He's not answering that. Give me a pink monkey.
Big brain?
Give me a pink monkey.
Ah.
The pinks.
Okay, we know it came from the green monkey virus, and that's what they used to make the genetic engineering of it. Why are they saying pink, or are they not allowed to say it? We know that's the answer.
I don't think they can interfere in. So they'll give you the answer, you know, it's like a colored monkey. So they...
They're saying it's a monkey, but they're pretending to be wrong because they don't want to be accused of telling us. So it is a green monkey, but they pretend it's a different color. So, okay,
maybe they're
monkey
saying
virus.
A pink monkey is a human.
Yeah.
Oh, pink. Is a pink monkey a human?
Flesh. You know?
What?
Something
wrong
with flesh, something.
What about flesh?
Just like, does pink represent? Why
did it? Does pink represent humans? The pink monkey is human.
He's just whistling again,
that means yes.
H-C-E.
H-C-E. So, humans made it. It's a genetically engineered virus, and they're agreeing with that. That's what Dave found out.
Okay.
So, Dave, are you satisfied with their answer? Do you think they're agreeing?
It wasn't my question, was done, but yeah.
They showed a little... culture, right?
Yes.
Yep, that's lab.
And why did they choose her to communicate to?
Why did they choose, why did those three entities choose you, Glo, to do this?
Okay, what did you do? Yeah, it just had me like spanners and hammers, like, you know, a tool. I'm just a tool.
Well, were there other tools, or were you the only tool available?
I think they looked at several.
They looked at several?
Yeah.
Is it because you were interested in the Church of Subgenius before, and that would lead to me?
No, not really. You know, it's just kind of...
So you have...
So they had a job, kind of, you know, they were looking for someone to do it. So they just went out and said, okay, it could be this person, this person, or this person. And
but there was a limited range of people, and they decided on you, and that was good enough.
They seem happy.
What?
They seem
happy. Okay. You have a question.
Yeah, I was wondering if Glo was maybe absorbed in her visual bias somehow, and if she was at all experimenting with maybe just interacting with them, maybe blindfolded or candlelight, or do they go outside with her?
Yes.
Can she kind of put a distance from herself? Do they
the
get
question,
annoyed with her? Like, just how is her...
No, let's just hold that. The question is, do you have a visual bias, Glo, and could you... access them differently. I know that you just recently learned how to do more of a deeper trance, and they're doing that because they do want you to pick up stuff by them speaking right inside you rather than seeing things, and then you would just write it out, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, she is trying to change. She feels limited. These visual skits are limited.
Yeah, and sometimes they get frustrated as well.
Do they ever yell at you? Yes, they have. I've heard it, seen it. They have gotten frustrated with you, right?
Yeah, at times. Yeah.
Matter of fact...
They are pretty patient.
But last year, Frank was so mad that you wouldn't talk to him, because he was so aggressive at you.
Yeah, no, he was really rude to me, yeah.
So you don't find this an interference in your life?
Not really, no. I think they're quite tactful when they kind of come and talk to me. I mean, when we first started doing this, they were very kind of like, you know, we do it, we stand and we work and do it, and then they go away, you know. But over time, I mean, it's been a couple of years now, so we kind of develop more friendships with each other, and you know, and when they do come in, I kind of like to see them, like say hi and that.
And so they can come around more often?
Yeah, you know, if I have a problem, sometimes they'll come and just have a chat about it. Or same with them, if they have a problem, sometimes they like to come talk to me about it.
They got a problem sometimes.
Yeah, so it's kind of what it's just like a friend with. You know, you build relationships with people. So.
You know, I know, Glow, early this year I took some courses, went to a psychic course school, and she was in a crowd in the classroom, and the three guys came and were prancing up and down the aisle among all these psychic people,
yeah.
And they all were looking at Glow and pissed off that they could see the three people, and they were saying, she brought them, and they're distracting us. That happened. And the other psychics could see the three of them. Now, maybe Glow was making this up, but that you did report that, didn't you?
Yeah, they were, well, Frank was being, you know, it's like, we were in church, you know, and then Frank kind of sliding down the aisle with his guitar, singing, you know, it was like, well, I was trying to hide kind of behind my hymn book, I was embarrassed, you know, because I knew everybody else could see all these things, I was thinking, oh God, no, please don't connect him to me, not with me, kind of thing.
And he was playing with a guitar.
Really, I suppose, but.
Playing with a guitar.
Yeah.
The thing is that you don't make any money out of this, you don't. I'm the only one who engages this with you.
Pardon?
I'm the only one who engages you in this, whatever's happening to you, right?
Yeah, with those guys, yeah. Sometimes they work with other people, you know, they want to talk to other people, but...
Other ghosts?
No, just, you know, other people in the world. Sometimes they maybe go places and write things. But, you know, they do it all anonymously, they went, you know...
I'm not getting you. You're saying you talk to other people?
Yeah, in the world, sometimes on the internet, places, they write this, write that there, and make it put things.
Oh, the three guys tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not just with me. Okay, good. But those people don't know that's being done.
No, they don't.
Right, okay.
Bobby, that's one question.
Okay, question.
One of the staff here is looking for a career change, and he wanted to know how he could get a job like Lowe's.
There's someone in the staff here looking for a career change and wants to know how to get a job like Glow's. No, I don't. No, you probably don't know, so they'll answer for you, right? Or do you want Glow to answer? Okay, can be you or them. How can they get a job? Well, it's not a job. It's a role. You didn't get anything out of this.
No, yeah.
It's a communication role.
Bob, I have a question for Mac.
Well, we don't want that one answered? Do we want that one answered? Yeah, so how can this person get a role like Glow?
Okay, I'll send that one, I think.
Beg your pardon?
Do I send that one? I mean, I don't know, because I was born this way, so I don't know. Some people, you know, you can go and learn. There are other people that learn how to do it. You just have to find places and people that teach these kind of things, I guess.
And there are teachers. You went to this course yourself.
Yeah. I've met other people that could do it and help me and, you know, expand on what I already knew.
So you believe there are some people who are psychic and they can take good courses. Maybe Deb could tell us. You left. Okay.
Bob, I have a question for Mac.
Okay.
What does Mac think about what we're doing at the McLuhan program now, and does he come and visit us?
Right. Question. What does Mac think of the program at the McLuhan, the curriculum sort of thing?
No, what we're doing at
okay. The actions at the McLuhan program in culture and technology at Wellesley and Queen's Park Crescent at that intersection, what does Mac think of what's going on there? And then the supplement.
Does he come and visit?
And does he come and visit?
That's a big yes.
Big yes. And what does he think of what they're doing?
Yeah, he thinks it's good, but he thinks that to be more physical, it's just still kind of gendering being physical with this, like, dancing.
Well, that's Wayne's point. Develop our senses
more?
More
interactive, maybe? Yeah, okay, that's the point, yeah. Interactive, more physical, and then not just in the mind.
The body.
I heard, you know... Mac has nothing to do with McLuhan, but I heard that someone told me today that McLuhan's couch is still there and there's a lot of couples who make love on it. Does he have any comment on that? Does Mac see that? It's McLuhan's old couch.
Amused. He seems amused.
Amused.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. There's someone over here.
What would our communication look like?
Well, we said, would there be a new medium? Remember, they did the lights? So this person is saying, what will our communication look like in the future? You mean as a technology or just... What will our communication... What will our interactions between people look like in the future? And I'll just supplement, were they referring to that when they showed the box with the lights when someone asked a new medium? Does that relate to her question about the appearance or characteristics of interpersonal communication?
Okay, yeah, if I may, the segment is separate. Yeah, that's a part of it. With the, gosh, that's a concept. Okay, just give me a concept here of inside the inside.
That's what humans will be involved in?
Yeah, as communication.
Inside the inside?
Is that the second inside with an S? Inside the insides or inside the inside? Singular.
Singular.
Inside the inside.
The internal is tapping to his temple.
Well, that's where the other senses are then.
What about light?
Well, did you have more?
I just was wondering if there was more coming because it sounded like what I was hoping.
That's left.
Yeah, is there more he wants to say, they want to say on that question about the inside?
What about light?
No, he didn't have a question there. Like, you're just describing the lights and the dimmer.
Yeah, describing
how will we use it?
We can use one thing. You're describing what we do. Where's the question?
Digestion time. There's digestion time. We often don't digest stuff, and so we're looking for the next feeding. And if we just install a dimmer switch inside ourselves,
why would we do that?
Well, why is the dark negative?
Why isn't the dark negative?
Why is it?
Why is the dark negative?
It's a fad.
There's a question. Why is the dark negative?
The dark negative. Because I can hear any of that. Do you need me to know the full question, or do you like just ask
him? Just ask him, why is the dark negative?
Because it's divided. Yeah.
Darkness is divided?
It's division.
As light is divided.
The little lights, was he talking...
In the box?
The little lights in the box. Is he talking about the quantum phase of electricity that we've been talking about?
The little lights in the box, is that the quantum phase of electricity that Mark and I were talking about?
There's a connection there with it, definitely.
So we know a bit about that, Mark. That's what science is looking into now. So, is there something science is missing where they develop that? Could they help inventors if they heard a tape of this?
They can't interfere. No, they can't,
Well, what are we talking to you guys for? What is the point of this?
Yes, I have a question.
What's going to happen when we no longer age?
Are they answering the question about what's the point of this?
No. Well,
they're not answering that. So someone said...
They're kind of looking at each other what's the point of this?
They're looking at each other and they can't answer.
No.
The question was,
what's going to happen to humanity when we no longer age?
What's going to happen to humanity when we no longer age?
When we no longer die.
When we no longer age.
Yes.
It's just growing bigger. His whole body is growing bigger. It's like he's expanding. It's going all. It's not solid. It's going all kind of watery.
Yeah, that we're going watery, and expanding. So that would be tapping into the other senses.
Maybe getting away from the
body. Yes.
And getting away from what we think is the physical body.
Yes.
How do we do this?
It's like really use things in a different way, use things in another way.
Think in another way.
Yeah.
Has anybody teaching the other way of thinking that we should interrogate or follow?
They're starting to.
Who? Somebody is starting to think this way?
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the entity or organization? Or give us a clue where they are?
I don't think they're even aware of it.
They're not even aware of it?
No.
Well, so we can't, we don't get, find out who they are?
No.
No?
He's not giving anything away there. No, he's smiling. It's like,
Okay,
Name some senses.
Name some senses.
A question about the
you mean the newer ones?
I want to hear 14.
Are the alternate senses in some way connected to the inner ear or the,
The pineal gland.
Okay, are the alternate senses connected to the inner ear or the pineal gland?
Yes, definite connection.
Isn't that activating them, isn't that already a form of knowledge we have?
Yes, but there's still more to it.
So that's Eastern or non-Western technologies. Would Western technologies and knowledge help us know more than what the yogis teach us?
Oh, even bigger, in bigger ways.
Is it because they'll give us technologies to do it?
Yes, partly. Is it?
And that's not cheating.
That's part of it.
That's not cheating.
If you have the answers, would you look at them? That's what you're saying.
That's another question. Do we want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, name the 14 senses.
You want me to do this?
No, not you, them.
Okay. Them? Okay. Different areas on that body.
Different parts of our body, not just
yeah.
The eye, ear, nose, and...
No.
Ah, so there are other areas of our body. It's where the senses are.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Mitch?
Too vague.
Too vague. You want names or exact positions?
On concepts that I can relate to through my senses.
He wants concepts that he can relate to through his senses. He's not satisfied with the answer.
Okay, It's too big to go through the other senses. It can't be,
So in its inner skin or in the other parts of the body is a sense that the other senses are too small in relation to?
Yeah, it's like you couldn't translate it through, he's using, the ultimate sense of smell here, but it's too big to go through that sense, it won't fit through it. It's too big to translate through that aspect. Maybe it's
too. The other senses are too big to translate through the other known five senses.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it through vibration then? Through vibration.
Is it through vibration?
Of course.
Like if we use technology to stimulate the surface of our body.
Partly, but it's more than that.
More than that.
Organic. Whoa. Organic vibration.
Is it organic vibration?
Like the pineal gland.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it is technological vibration.
Yes.
So does that go back to the CN Tower and the sponge wiping people? Remember the cleaning? I'm just thinking of that image, the sponge wiping us at the beginning. That was kind of a dumbing down, though. Glo's daughter has shown up. Is the daughter just being disturbed?
Yeah, she got out of bed. I'm going to put her back to bed. Give me a minute.
Okay, listen, while, I don't know how many here, how, do people want to go on? Are they involved or falling asleep? Keep going?
Yeah, if she can.
While she goes...
Hey, Bob, is it... We have to ask them questions, or can we just sit and ask if they'd like to talk to us for a while?
Okay.
Because I got a sense that she's asking... She's saying, I can't hear what you're saying, and I can't hear what they're saying. She can't.
No, she can hear.
Well, why...
That was just that one time.
Okay.
No, she hears.
Has Blow's daughter seen ghosts?
Hey, listen, Barnaby, could you put up those quotes, continue them while we while she puts away? I just wanted to bring in what McLuhan said after doing some of this, see what his quotes mean, see if they fit. Is Barnaby or whatever, just we'll begin with quote number 20. Can you guys handle this? Can you read it? Okay. Just a minute, you carry on going, we're just going to fill in something here.
Okay, cool.
Please
paint
children.
McLuhan said that would, no, that was my question. You got to clean the filter.
In light of that, them trying to communicate, does this mean anything? Instant awareness of all the varieties of human expression constitutes a sort of mythic type of consciousness of once upon a timeness, which means all time out of time. It is possible that our new technologies can bypass verbalizing. Next, or do you want to reread that? Instant awareness of all the varieties of human expression constitutes a sort of mythic type of consciousness of once upon a timeness, which means all time out of time. It's possible that our new technologies can bypass verbalizing. Okay, next. There's nothing inherently impossible in the computer or that type of technology. Extending consciousness itself is a universal environment. So he's talking about extending consciousness. There is a sense in which the surround of information that we now experience electrically is an extension of consciousness itself. There is a sense that the around, that what's around us is an extension of consciousness itself. Next one. What effect this might have on the individual and society is very speculative, but it has happened. It isn't something that's going to happen. Many people simply resort instantly to the occult, to ESP, and every form of hidden awareness in answer to this new surround of electric consciousness. You got that?
Didn't this electric consciousness always exist?
No, it was never externalized in known history, like television and everything, and radio. Next. And so we are, in the vulgar sense, in an extremely religious age. Interesting, McLuhan says it's a vulgar sense we're in an extremely religious age. And I think we're moving into an age which, in popular notion at least, is probably the most religious that has ever existed. We are already there. Okay?
Can you ask them to make a distinction between religious and spiritual?
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, next. Synesthesia, which came up, remember? We have to look at...
Picking your nose through your ear.
The third nostril. Synesthesia, the new sin of the 19th century, roused as much misunderstanding as ESP today. Extrasensory perception is normal perception. Today, electronics are extrasensory. Now, remember, those guys are saying that these new technologies will help us develop our extra senses, right? Today, electronics are extrasensory. Gallup polls and motivation research are also... Therefore, people get all steamed up about ESP as something for the future. It is already past and present. Next. McLuhan... Now, Philip Marchand wrote the first biography. McLuhan said this. I saw Phil today, and I told him I was going to use this. It's useful. McLuhan appears to have regarded ESP not as some mystical phenomenon, but as a state of total perception in which all the senses were working harmoniously and at full strength. All 14 senses. Philip Marchand. Let's just, since that's the last McLuhan, just go back to 24 if you can. That's the last McLuhan. Synesthesia, the new sin of the 19th century, roused as much misunderstanding as ESP today. Extrasensory perception is normal perception. Today, electronics are extrasensory. Gallup polls and motivation research are also. Therefore, people get all steamed up about ESP as something for the future. It's already past and present. That means the technologies here to enhance our sensory perception are already happening. That kind of, to me, resonates a bit of what they're trying to say here. But we're not using them. Next, or we are using them, but there's more to use with new communication devices. Then McLuhan appears to have regarded ESP not as a mystical phenomenon, but as a state of total perception, which all senses were working harmoniously in full strength. Doesn't it kind of resonate with what we heard?
Yeah.
Okay, next. As Eric McLuhan said in a book he did in 99, this is the effects preceding the causes theme. The ground of effects always paves the way for the causes to arrive.
With elevators, airplanes, helicopters, space shuttles, satellites, we have all the effects. Anti-gravity will not be long in coming, because we already experienced it through those earlier technologies. Radio, telephone, TV, and the rest mean that ESP technology will soon arrive.
Yeah, but it's here already. I got one in my pocket. I speak into my hand, and people at a distance here.
Right.
Do stuff.
That's what he means. Radio, telephone is... That's just a finer, better telephone. Wider, more ESP. But he's saying in the 60s, okay, it will mean that ESP... Okay, so Eric's making a difference, an extension, a difference from that as ESP, right? That's ESP.
And you think having that kind of ESP dents your actual organic physical ESP? You become so reliant on a cell phone.
That's a good question, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's two good questions. Remember them. The next thing, now this is a quote. I'm ending with this quote. It was Mallarmé, said McLuhan, the symbolist, who proclaimed that all the world exists to end in a book. Next question. Next statement. Thus, the future of the book is nothing less than to be the means of surpassing nature itself. The material world is to be etherealized and encapsulated in a book whose characters will possess all the formulas for the knowledge and recreation of being. The material world is to be etherealized in this book and encapsulated in a book whose characters will possess all the formulas for the knowledge and recreation of being. The next image will be a picture of that book. Let's see it. There's the book. Now we move beyond it. It says, Xenocrates, Bob's tiny note, and this is a formulaic presentation of that book. Now we go next. Electronics as ESP is a title of the first time I ever see him talk about ESP. In 1957, he did Explorations Journal number 8, and he had a section called Electronics as ESP. So that gives you a clue that he tuned into technological as ESP. Most occultists probably don't see that. Okay. Which goes back to your question, using technologies, numbing our ESP or not, right?
Yeah. No, it's exactly the opposite.
McLuhan thinks it's exactly the opposite. Yeah. Let's find out if he's right. It's from these guys. Next. So my chart deals with cloning ESP. I consider electric and log technologies evoke phatic communion, which is nodding and winking and no verbalizing or no meaningful verbalizing. It's a form of massaging each other. Then we went into voluntary ESP. The digital environments allowed us to disconnect from watching Ed Sullivan constantly at the same time, which was cloning mass ESP. Digital makes us voluntary ESP. We can drop in and drop out, jump into the jello, that wall of jello, or not, depending. You have the option to not watch what everybody else is watching. That seems to be what the digital environments create. Now we're going a bit into my stuff. So digital environments evoke manipian phatic communion. McLuhan was a manipian satirist. So the phatic communion you get on chat lines and websites, generally subsumed into the rubric, we have all this amazing technology and everybody ends up insulting each other. That's being ironic and using the digital detached environment from the clone SP to probe at each other and jump into the jello and jump back. That's my own thing. Then the next point, the next chart, there's where there's more in the Baedeker section, and now we can go to GLOW. I just wanted to finish that. If anybody wants to ask anything, see any more about that, go back. Anybody want to say any more about that? Should we go back to GLOW?
I want to add one.
More about dump table? Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, we're going to. Are you ready?
Bob, I'm going to have to go, I'm afraid.
Oh. Okay, listen, GLOW, we have two questions. I mean, we can go in a couple minutes. I know you got to go, but what's your question, Duncan?
Relying on a cell phone sort of dead in our own...
Okay. McLuhan says electronic gadgets enhance our extrasensory perception. The three entities there said that. The question Duncan has, is it really true that the cell phone and extra technologies are expanding our senses, or are they really dumbing us? What do the three people say to that? Three entities say to that?
Max says expansion.
He says expansion.
Yeah, Frank doesn't agree though.
Oh, okay. And Joyce, I mean, James.
It's undecided.
That's the one.
Undecided. So,
yeah.
So we got three different views, as we established earlier. One was the popping balloons, one was the gun, and one was the piece. Those three views, we have not a unified band here. Those three guys have different approaches toward interpretations of what we're doing to ourselves. They're raising three aspects, three questions about what we're doing. Mac thinks we're doing okay.
Frank doesn't, and Jim doesn't know. That's why he couldn't finish his book. Oh, sorry. Can't go there. You know what I mean. So that's the answer, right, Glo?
Yes.
They're undecided, just like we're undecided. Do they think that we have to communicate more with them, in like other people use mediums? Is that a viable way of answering this dilemma?
The real answer is going to come through, you show me like a singularity, a convergence. When that was more when we're agreeing more on what we think.
We
you know,
will.
Well, they don't agree or whatever, but you know that maybe that's the problem. Or that's a big part of the problem is that none of us are agreeing on anything.
On that side or this side? Will that woman who asked the question about improving new communication going inside the inside, which is kind of like ESP, that will help us converge?
Oh, definitely. It's like hammer on the nail on the head.
I hammered the nail on the head?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're ending. I just want to say, I think there was something...
spiritual
box. Oh, what was it? What was that spiritual thing?
Spiritual and
religion. What's the difference between religion and spirituality?
One way the blind. He said one is from the heart and one is from the mind. He pointed to his heart and then to his mind.
Is he saying which one's which? Is spirituality mind or heart?
No, he's not going to answer that.
Not going to answer?
No.
And when McLuhan put on a blindfold, which one put on the blindfold? Religion or spirituality?
He's just smiling. He's not going to answer that either.
There we are, back at the beginning with nothing. So, is that it? Can we end? Any
thanks, Glo!
What'd you say, Jim?
Yay, Glo! Okay, Glo, actually a few people here like you.
Yeah.
We all love her! Much love, Glo!
Oh, I forgot to ask, what about Louise Hay? What was the question? Louise
forget
Hay?
Forget it now!
It's an addendum! Quick! Glo!
Is Louise Hay right?
Is Louise Hay correct?
He's not sure. I'm not going to guide him. They're not sure. I don't even know who she is.
Okay, then so we'll leave that.
That's all right.
Hey, Dave Neufeld, the guy who created all this.
Are we 100% responsible for everything that happens?
Are we as human beings 100% responsible for everything that happens?
Absolutely. All three. Big nod.
He brought them together. Thank you very much, Glo. And you have to go because of the child?
That's right. Thank you. Back
with us tomorrow night.
Mark asks Mac to drop in with us tomorrow night at the Extreme McLuhan, which will be come to the coach house tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Thursday, 9 o'clock. Friday, 8 o'clock. Bruce Powell will be there. Saturday, 8 o'clock. 2 hours at least. Extreme McLuhan, we interact. And who knows what we're going to say, and we're not zombies there. It's going to be a new salon. That's what Tom Sokolowski asked for. It's at the Coach House, which is on the corner of Wesley and 39A Queens Park Crescent. It's right behind the Father Kelly Library inside the parking lot at the corner of Wellesley and Queens Park Crescent. Okay, Glo?
Okay.
Thank you very much for being a good sport. I don't know why we do this, but some people like it, so we'll do it again.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Right on.
Okay, how long was that?
That was 2 hours.
12:00 or 12:30.
Barnaby still here or did you go home?
Only Doc is here.
Okay, so there we go. We're done. Got it right. Mm-hmm.